I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Welcome to the Big Biz Show.
I'm your number one fan, man. Woo!
Featuring insight and analysis that's second to most.
You don't impress me.
With Russ T. Nails.
Boogily boogily do.
And Sully something.
You think he's a real man when you're being tucked in.
Taking a professional look at the markets and investing in stuff through bloodshot eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's just gibberish.
Now, here's Russ and Sully.
Oh, live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show on the air. I'm Sully. That
dude
right there will be Rusty Nails.
Hello there. Rusty Nails here from RussIsFunny.com because Sully'sBizBrew.com was taken.
Fantastic. Thank you. Inside joke.
Very good.
Not a very funny one at that. Good to have you along today. Fred Saxon, Business of Hollywood, will be here with us in just 1 second. Also, we've got Sal Buscemi. Is going to join us for Sal Buscemi, mm-hmm. the expert in hard money investing.
Okay.
And hard money. What?
I just love his name. It's just
Sal,
such a, yeah.
The Buscemi. Expert in small personal loans, laundromats,
and he's usually got
and sanitation.
He's got the best web feed of any of our guests.
Yes,
too.
He does.
Yeah, nice, clear. Make sure that those lines are, you know, hey, everybody off the internet while I'm here.
Yeah, everything's blocked
That's
off.
That's why I wore the pinky ring, by the way.
Are you wearing that outside of the studio?
No,
like as you're walking around, like in yoga, do you wear that first?
No.
Just here?
Mm-hmm. Such a cool ring, though. It's a baseball championship ring from San Diego Padres back in 98.
I think you said it's a baseball championship
ring. Wow.
Yeah.
Have a brewski.
So, yeah, it's nice. But it's a pinky ring, though.
It is for me.
Doesn't that bother you that you're wearing a pinky ring?
No. Why?
I don't know.
Is that something?
I don't know.
Does it? Is that what that means?
I don't know what that means.
No.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
What do you got going this weekend?
I'm going to, holiday parties are coming up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Sit around, get drunk. Someone does something awkward and weird.
It's usually you.
Ah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm going to so Curtis or Chris or Ian or whoever.
Sunday jamming.
Oh, yeah. We're playing this weekend. Uh-huh. Hey, can you go to, what is the website I want to go to here?
Ugly Sweaters? You're doing an ugly sweater.
Yeah, it's called UglyChristmasSweater.com.
Nice.
I got a blazer.
Ugly blazer?
I got a blazer. I got a blazer like an ugly Christmas sweater.
How?
Oh, my goodness.
I can't wait to see that.
It is fantastic. Uh-huh.
Is it a little bit too small, too? That's
all. Oh, sure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta help
it's
that.
It's like a Christmas sweater. No. You know, the ugly green-red Christmas sweater?
Right.
But it's a blazer. It's a sport coat.
Oh.
How great is that?
That's really
and it was $60. Here we go. Does it have sport coats on there? Yeah, that's where I got it. It's on there somewhere.
Really? Sport coats?
Google for me, boys. Ugly Christmas sweater jacket. And it'll come. They got suits. I'm going to buy you a suit. Because they have, in fact, you would be, you're the perfect, because you would wear it.
Well, yeah.
You'd wear it to the Whole Foods. You'd wear it to the,
yes.
There it is. See the first one? Click
O-M-G.
On that first one. Click on that thing.
Look at that
How
thing.
Badass. Can we get, is it getting
That's
bigger?
Nice. It's almost like it's a
that?
Snake
look at,
skin.
Oh,
looking.
Look at that. With Christmas lights on it. Thank you. Thanks for that. And it hangs so nicely.
That's the one you got?
Well, no, actually, I got, okay, go back to the thing.
Oh, geez.
Can you? Our radio audience can't see. Radio audience, go to UglyChristmasSweaters.com. Go back. Mm-hmm. Scroll back. I want to show you which one I got. I got two, actually. They were cheap. Scroll to the bottom. Actually, these were gifts.
Candy
canes
and ice.
See the candy cane black one?
Uh-huh.
To the far
nice.
Left?
Yeah.
Click on that one.
Okay.
My kids purchased this one for me.
Loverly.
Oh. I don't look like that in it. Cozy. Wow.
Hmm.
Yeah. When I say they purchased that.
Keep going.
It's the girl in the black t-shirt they purchased for me. There it is.
Darn it.
Look at that. Black, and then the middle one there, which I think is the best one.
The snowflake?
The ugly snowflake jacket.
That's so ice, fantastic ice stuff. Baby.
Most vulnerable time. So I'm going to go to an ugly sweater party.
In an ugly jacket.
In Del Mar, which I know you have been to before. I hear that's a fun time.
It's a fun time.
It's a good party.
I won't be there.
I know.
I was thinking of showing up late, but no.
Why don't you show up late?
This thing goes on. It's an Uber night.
Really?
It's going to be an Uber night.
Yeah, I'll be in and out of that deal. I'm not much of a social guy anyway.
No. Walk in, show off your jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's it. I'm just in and out.
Go.
Just boom, boom. Hey, look, Sal Buscemi's with us. You can go to Dandrew Partners. It's Andrew Partners with a D in front of it, DandrewPartners.com. Really? He is an expert in hard money investing and hard money lending. Boy, we miss you, man. How you doing, Sal? Salvatore, Sal the Lip. Sal,
hey, Sully. Hey, Rusty Daniels owes me money. I know.
Russ owes you money.com. It's a whole website now.
Get in line, Sal.
People just go on there, and they put on how much he owes us and why.
And then,
hey, Sal, can you tell, first of all, tell folks what hard money is, because I don't think a lot of people even remember hard money. I remember hard money.
I don't know why they call it hard money, but they're basically equity loans against property. If somebody finds something they want to buy, a house they want to flip like they do on those quasi-reality shows, they use hard money lenders, private lenders. They don't go to banks because banks aren't going to lend on this stuff.
Actually, it's easy money.
Banks will have a heart attack on that. Yeah,
it's easy.
No, they're not going to do that.
Now, almost anyone can get these kind of loans because they're so high interest rate.
Yeah,
they're very high interest rate loans, and at the end of the day, they have a great return on investment, right? I mean, we're talking about 10-11%, right?
Yeah, they're great. You know what? A lot of people are doing it right now. They're actually, you know, pooling money to make loans against properties. It's a great return, especially with interest rates the way they are, and I don't think interest rates are going to go anywhere. Even if the Fed does raise it 12 or 25 basis points, you're not going to retire off of that. You're better off making your 9, 10, 15%.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, so talk to us about – so there's two sides of this coin. There's one side is –
I would need to borrow it, and I've got it for someone to borrow.
Yeah, right. There's two sides of this thing because there's folks that can purchase real estate and use hard money to still make money at it, and then there's also folks that can invest as an alternative investment vehicle in hard money loans. Talk about both of those for us, would you, Seth?
Yeah, you know what? I like to look at, you know, that's a great question. So you look at your checking account, and if you have a lot of money in there, then you want to be a private lender. And if you don't have a lot of money in there, a great wealth creator, of course, is real estate. But if you need money to do that, maybe your credit's awful. Maybe you don't have any money to put into the deal, but you're able to find something at a very cheap price. You know, maybe like where you live, you know, $1 million house for $300,000, $400,000. Then you're going to want to use hard money to buy that asset at a discount, because it doesn't matter what the price is you're paying for the money. It's, if you're going to make $500,000 at the end of the day, $600,000, it's not the cost of capital that really you're worried about, because it's short term. It's how much of a profit you're going to make off of that and the availability of capital. So that's really what you got to focus on.
So my
and the other side of the coin is then you got money. And maybe you give it to someone, and they go ahead and invest in that property. But something screws up, and do you end up with that property that, you know, that
you could, you could end up with the property. That's your security right there, right? Yeah.
But people aren't in that business, though. Folks aren't in that business. Nah, in other words, like when you loan, there was a whole loan to own industry for a while. I don't think people are in that now. They're in it for the return now, aren't they, Sal?
They're in it for the return. The loan to own, I think, was a gimmick to get people to. You know, to overpay for properties, really, you know, or private investors to invest more than they should have. But if you follow simple rules that I outlined in my book, you're not going to get into trouble. I mean, I've been doing this for over, 17 years. So, you want to get in so that you have enough security that the property's insured. And if you do have to take it back, you don't mind it, but you're going to make a profit anyway when you sell it. You know you're going to get your money back, but you just don't know when. That's the whole thing with real estate, is that it's very safe, secured, insured, but it's not fast like stocks, like what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, making the yield. Making the yield is the name of the book, and
makingtheyield.com. Yep. Yeah,
and makingtheyield.com is a website. Now, if you and I have talked about this before, and I'd love to have you on a regular basis again, so we can kind of go through this, because I get a lot of email every time you're on the air, and a lot of folks are wondering how they could become real estate investors, but they have no money in the bank. Some of them have no money in the bank and have bad credit. I think. There's still a possibility for these folks to become real estate investors, right?
Yeah, anybody can do that. I mean, real estate is an equal opportunity wealth creator, right? So it doesn't matter if you have a fancy degree, rich, poor. You know, most people don't even start out speaking English, so it's great.
Wow.
You just got to be able to find a good opportunity, a good rehab, a good property that, you know, you can source, that you can buy at a discount. You don't mind putting in any sweat equity, building it, or hire. Maybe you're good at hiring people to do that.
Yeah.
But as soon as you find that opportunity and you have it under contract at that point, what you want to do is probably before you get it under contract, do a Google search for local hard money lenders. So if you're in San Diego, you'd put in San Diego hard money lenders, or, you know, wherever you are in the world, you're going to have no problem doing this. This is not a, you know, it's a pretty large business, and it's growing because people are being forced to, you know, invest in alternative assets like real estate. So, you know, it's not really that hard. And you know, if you're listening to this and you're a pretty handy guy and, you know, you want to make a chunk of money or you see an opportunity, this is the best way to do it. Due to the fact that, you know, there's capital available for something, and there always will be because it's secured or insured.
Is there a key search word to find the properties?
You know what? I would say what I would do is I would start by going to the foreclosure auctions and getting a list of those.
Yeah.
People buy them out of probate, too, and you can do that. The search words I would do is, you know, what with rehabber, you know, fixer-upper for sale. That's what I would do, rehabber. Fixer-upper for sale. Mm-hmm. Craigslist is loaded with that stuff. It's free. You can get on there and do a search. You can find a lot of those things. Mm. And, you know, there's Backpage, too, as well. So just look in your hometown and put in fixer-upper or junker home or, you know, bad repairs needed.
Sure.
And you'll find opportunities there.
Well, of course, Russ, you can always go to the obituaries there. So that's usually, that's the best way to find them, Russ. Is just go in there and find out who doesn't need their home anymore.
They just died.
Hello, right. Mrs. Jones, sorry to hear about Edward, but listen.
I got a business proposition for you. Thank you, Sal. Sal Buscemi, DandrewPartners.com, MakingTheYield.com. Go pick up a copy of his book. That book will be on our website by tomorrow, and you can go check it out. Also, this interview with Sal. Big Biz Show. Pick My Shorts results coming up.
Boom, boom.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
This is the Big Biz Show. The Money Talk Show with less bang for your buck. Here again, Rusty Nails and Sully.
Russ and Sully, Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Great to have you along today. I'm Sully. That would be Rusty Nails right there.
Happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Is Holiday Head coming back next week before we go?
Holiday Head. Bring it around. Out.
Nobody with him. He's out of the
town. We got that highlight, probably. 10 tenors? 12 tenors? 10 tenors?
10 tenors?
Yeah,
they came in the studio, the 10 tenors. Yeah. Making some media magic with the 10 tenors. Do we still have that somewhere? Chris? Is it close?
10 tenors. Holiday Head, baby.
Oh, yeah, somewhere.
That's vague enough.
We have a very sophisticated filing system.
Tune in May 2016. We'll have it for you.
A couple of things here. So let me take you through a little bit of news here today. First of all, Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P, all up today, by the way. Dow Jones up 83 points, 17,575 on the Dow. And NASDAQ up 22 at 5,045. S&P up 4 at 2,052. Oil caving down to $36.50 a barrel. Interesting news about our good friend Warren Buffett. Who's Warren Buffett?
Warren Buffett, well, he's, I think his only number one hit was Margaritaville, but this guy has done it. I mean, sometimes.
Jimmy Buffett.
Wrong Buffett. You're right. Don't
the
know
Oracle from Omaha.
Oh, that's what they call
World's
it.
World's richest man. Or
yeah.
Country,
Omaha. Like, yeah. Like what's his name? Yells before he hikes the ball.
Look up the stock symbol BRKB. That's Berkshire Hathaway.
Oh,
look at how much it is per share.
What are they, 20,000 now?
20,000.
Is that cheap?
Bravo.
I don't know.
Roger. Kite. Bravo. BRKB.
One? You could buy one share in this person's company.
Four. No, that's the B share.
Oh, yeah.
The regular shares.
What's a B share? Oh, God.
A shares are $141,000 per share. But here's a good idea. Berkshire Hathaway.
Wow. Merry $197,900
per share.
And the lines just collided, the 1350. Yeah, gosh, right. What does that mean?
It means that... What if you own like 100 shares of that?
Be a mill over mill.
Isn't that crazy? The volume was only 379 today. That's how many shares traded. Just 380 shares. That's not bad. It was down $200 a share.
Dude.
Anyway, anytime Berkshire Hathaway.
Did I short it?
And that's a conglomerate. Yeah, you could short that some. Run by the Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett. Every time they reveal a new investment, that stock usually goes up. Warren Buffett rarely makes personal investments outside of Berkshire Hathaway, but he personally bought 2 million shares of a company called Seritage Growth Partners. That stock symbol, S is in Sam, R, G is in George, SRG. So shares of Seritage surged 17%. That's a tongue twister. Shares of Seritage surged 17%. So what the heck is Seritage? It's a real estate investment company that was spun off by Sears, a struggling retailer. They used to own all their buildings.
Yeah, oh, I see.
It's been a while. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's a good one. That's a good one.
They own 262 retail locations. Look at that thing. Look at that spike on Seritage.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Probably got some pretty incredible locations. Yeah. Sears, you know, they've been around forever.
So he buys at He buys at what, 36, goes up to 41 today, sells out of it. How much money does he make on that deal? That's a huge, that's 25% earnings. Mm-hmm. He owns 8% of the company. They lease these properties back to Kmart and stuff like that.
Good idea.
Good stuff. That brings us to Hick. My shorts, that
Nutty Cuckoo.
Cuckoo Nutty Cocoa Snack from King of Snacks. Rusty Nails.
Here they are, folks, in case you think we're lying about this.
Turn those around. Make sure we can't see the inside of them.
No, that's right.
We don't want to see. Is that a? Yeah, it is. Turn that around.
Pick.
Careful. Careful. That's right.
I think you get the point. These are my shorts. So we're picking them. Yeah, earlier in the week, every Monday, I like to pick a few, short them out, and the Thursday, got to sell them back. T plus three is what they tell me.
Yeah, they tell you. So here's the deal. Russ is betting against these stocks. So they started big at the beginning of the week, and we were betting on a big loss. Let's look at USO. $13 a share was where Russ was at, and we started this whole dance. Where's USO? USO closes at $11.50 a share. Makes a buck and a half a share, everybody.
Nice, everybody.
Well done.
I'm the only one that wants to see my shorts drop.
DBO. DBO.
Yeah.
Another exchange-traded fund. DBO started off at 10. What's it at now? 9.50? You've made a total of $2 right now per share of everything so far. $2 a week. Last of all, Chesapeake Energy. Could this be the one?
It's the pinky ring.
Smokes Rust. CHK was $4 a share. Where's CHK?
Uh-oh. You could be getting into a new game show.
Oh, it's up 39 cents. So your total winnings for the week, Rust, were
$1.61.
Fantastic. Nice job.
Dang.
That's $1.61
times, of course, a million, because I bought a million shares.
Yeah, I'm going to say 100 million. Yeah, I made a
million six.
Million six.
Yeah. That's someone's good. Getting something
fantastic
for Christmas.
Stuff, so there you go. Let's pick my
shorts.
Would
have been great. A million six you could have just had there by shorting. Yeah. God darn it. Probably talked to Freddie Sachs about the movie.
The Big Short. I saw the
going broke, what I call it.
I saw the preview here that he showed last week, but I also saw the preview in a movie theater.
In a theater.
Fantastic.
Right.
So much. Hey, a little more news for you today. So Havana, Cuba. What do you think about when you think of Havana, Cuba?
Cigars, hot Latin women.
Yeah. Those cars that look like they're from the 50s?
Yes. Yeah. Old hubcaps.
Well, they had a recent event at Havana's Panorama Hotel that provided a very unique view of Cuba's future. 50 would-be business owners attended Cuba's first ever startup weekend. So Cuba's a huge opportunity for venture capitalists. If that sounds overly optimistic, you have to think back to Vietnam. Now, after Vietnam, the war ended in 1975, all right?
Huh.
The economy has flourished, and venture capital investors have poured tons of money in very heavily there. Keep in mind, it's a communist country. American companies have poured $11 billion into more than 700 projects in Vietnam.
I hear it's kind of nice. Old Freddie, I think, did a little cruise down there. Some kind of weird.
Intel, Ford, Microsoft, they all invest over there.
Yeah.
All currently operating in the communist nation. And,
well, the other side of the fence, huh?
Cuba.
I'd like to start something down there. What do they need?
What's with you? Every time you want to start something, why is it like Central America?
Oh, because they're ripe for, you know, they need people that have seen the other side of the fence come in and go, no, that's
what
not
are you going to do? No, you want to hide out there.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe by the beach.
A medi shop in Cuba.
A men's shop in Cuba. What would you call
medi shop. Like medicinal marijuana.
You don't need a medi shop.
Well,
first of all, I'm pretty sure that this is what happens when you open a medi shop in Cuba.
So, might be a good retirement plan.
What happened to coconut farming? For the coconut?
That's another. That's Costa Rica. It's another part. Yeah.
Well, I think they have
spread
the same,
out.
They have the same. Get the
visit. And then I want my own island too, but where I can see other people looking at me like, who's that guy? Me. On my own island.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Not just your own island by yourself.
No, I want people to
you
see
want,
me
you
out
want
there.
Some place to perform.
Walking around naked, jet skiing near them. I'm going over to my own island.
Jet ski near them. Is that the?
So you rub it
you
in.
A fan tail.
Hey, little Prius.
And that's a Prius. A Prius jet ski sounds like what?
And then. There aren't electric watercraft, are there? That'd be stupid.
Yeah, that'd be stupid. That'd be bad.
Solar boats.
You don't
hear about that? Ah, it's my market. Solar boats.
.org.
Solar jet skis.
Electric water technologies. Rusty Nails. New business idea.
You'll be shocked at the results.
Thank you. Big Biz Show. Freddie Saxon, our money, I should say, our movie expert.
Movie money expert.
It is a Big Biz Show. Stand by. We're back in a minute.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Jonas, and I'm here to tell you about Think It Up, a new initiative to activate student-powered, teacher-led learning projects. Students and teachers, how can you spark great learning experiences in your classrooms today? Join us at thinkitup.org.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's on the air. We are brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your...
Rock!
For retirement. Also brought to you by Bayer Advance. Better science, better results.
Better put this down somewhere.
Starbucks coffee. Bloomin' Brands and their fine family of restaurants, including Outback Steakhouse. Tax Resolution Services, new company tax defense partners. 866 Tax Defense. Also, Tax Audit Defense. Eliminating your worry over an IRS audit of your business or personal taxes. Origin Clear, Breakthrough Water Technology. United Cannabis Corporation.
Okay.
Advanced Cannabinoid Therapy.
Now in Cuba.
As well as Price Patrol. Price Patrol. Get the Price Patrol app today. I was explaining to somebody, my mom uses the Price Patrol app every single day.
Yeah.
She loves it. Fantastic. So thank you, friends. Appreciate that. So, look who's here. Freddie Sachs in the business of Hollywood.
Hollywood. What is that Price Patrol app?
Patrol app is a geolocating app that you put on your phone, and if you're looking for an item to buy. Now, keep in mind, Fred, we only do 7%, 6% of our total shopping online. And do you know how you prove this? You look down. Where'd you buy that watch? Where'd you buy your shoes?
Right.
Where'd you buy your pants?
Okay.
I realize they're right. Not much of us do a lot of shopping online. We think it's online, but not a lot does it online.
Mm-hmm.
This will tell you the item you're looking for. It's closest to you in proximity and the cheapest price. So if you're looking for a watch.
Got it.
We're looking for a Timex.
Yeah.
You want to know, where can I get this Timex?
You can even put within 10 miles.
Yeah. It'll tell you the closest store.
Within 500 bucks.
Yeah.
Where it's in stock and the cheapest price.
I'm in. Okay.
Isn't that
okay.
Fantastic?
Yeah. Want to tell me how close Donald Trump is?
And yeah.
I don't think. Maybe so. I bet you could type in Donald Trump to
somewhere out in front of everybody else.
To the app.
Well, yes, he absolutely is, but he's not out in front in the UK. There's a petition to ban Donald Trump from the UK, and it's now cleared the mark that it's needed for a parliamentary debate.
Really?
In other words, they need a certain number of signatures to put the thing to Parliament.
To ban him?
To ban Donald Trump from entering the country or the UK. It's not a country. It's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
United. It's a kingdom.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's a united kingdom.
That's right.
What do they want? They don't want to let him in?
Well, there's a website. I mean, a petition to keep him out based on his intention to ban Muslims from the U.S. So this whole thing.
Oh, I see.
He wants to ban all
Muslims.
Because they didn't understand what he said either.
He said what he said, but he's clarifying it now.
And taking out of context, is that the deal?
Yeah. I mean, he's just saying, can we just take a break here? Fix what's wrong?
Yeah, he said it probably. He could have said it better. Yeah.
Right.
But Muslims are bad.
No, he's not even saying that.
I didn't hear what he said. I heard the aftermath of the news. But since I don't
Well, they say, a larger percentage of Muslims are radicalized, whatever that is.
Yeah,
and so it's only maybe 15%. But there's a zillion Muslims, so it's only, 16 million
or
whatever.
So he wants to
still
just
a big number.
Shut it down to the border.
Just hold on a minute until we look at everything.
Got a huge
saying.
Reaction. But anyway, that's another department of show business.
Truly.
Donald Trump. The voice of Charlie Brown. You know, the Peanuts movie, Christmas time, you get the Peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
You got a Peanuts movie now, a feature film.
I love the whole
Charlie's looking sad here.
Yeah.
Because his voice.
Somebody a lot of money on a really crappy drawing.
Yeah.
Think
it's
about
not
that.
A great drawing, but it is had been a huge industry. And the guy who did his voice in a couple of the specials looks like this in the next photo here. And he's in the
He's in trouble, isn't he? Yeah, he went to jail, didn't he?
He just got sentenced.
What? Yeah. What did he get sentenced for?
4 years and 8 months.
For what? What did he do?
He pleaded guilty last month to making charges of making criminal threats, telling a San Diego courtroom that he had hired someone to kill the sheriff, Sheriff William Gore.
Okay.
He also admitted
he threatened the manager
of a
homeowner
of a mobile home park.
Mobile home park.
Not a homo mobile.
No.
Homo.
That's different.
He tried to kill Bill Gore?
No, he threatened.
Oh, just threatened.
He told the courtroom that he had hired someone to kill Sheriff Bill Gore.
So the Charlie Brown voice.
He was arrested at his home in September. Reportedly told the judge he was previously diagnosed with bipolar disorder paranoid schizophrenic disorder.
Yeah, there's something wrong with him.
There's something wrong.
Well, for 5 cents, you can see Lucy.
Can you name the name? Yeah, Curtis? Wow. Hey, Curtis, can you name the name of the band?
Kind of a good one. The piano playing band
right
now?
Remember these guys? Vince Guaraldi Trio.
Oh, Vince Guaraldi Trio. Which also had...
Really? Dennis people in it?
Da, da, da.
Yeah.
Da, da, da.
Oh, yeah,
da,
yeah.
Da, da, da. Wade in the Water or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
He has a unique style of piano playing.
Yeah, and he's made a ton of money on that just on the
residuals.
Sure,
yes.
Residuals.
Exactly right. All right, so that's
all right.
What
now, one of the most hated guys in the United States is in the pharmaceutical business. Do you know who this guy is?
Oh, let me
see. Our president is in the pharmaceutical business?
Oh, thank you, Regal.
I don't understand.
Who is it?
At all.
It's the guy who had that drug was selling for $14, and then they upped it to $14,000
right,
a pill or something.
Yeah,
now,
know.
Do you know about the album recorded by Wu-Tang Clan? Wu-Tang Clan.
Album? Something weird about it. Like, took him 5 years.
Took 5 years.
Never came out or something?
One copy.
Wow.
They made one copy of the album. They're not making any more, and they cannot be played. Nobody can play it. They're not going to play it anywhere, and it has to be stored for 50 years somewhere. Here, we have a picture of it.
Before they're going to play it?
So somebody bought it.
How much?
The guy.
That was 2 million.
The guy, Mr. Pharmaceutical guy.
Oh,
yeah.
He did.
He bought it. Yeah.
Wasn't it 2 million? It was sizable.
$2 million. The buyer was, it was at auction. So somebody paid $2 million.
Does he get to listen to it?
He can do whatever he wants.
He says he's not going to play it, though.
He says he's not going to play it, but he's also the same guy. Now, I have the numbers on the drugs.
Wouldn't it be great if they had nothing on there? It was just a blank piece of plastic.
I like that.
Or he dropped the needle and did it automatically. Straight over. What the hell?
Yeah, and a little message, though, that said, those who have ears will hear this. Those who don't, thank you very much. $13.50 per pill. $13.50 per pill. Wow. This guy who bought the record, his company. The name of his company is...
Screw you.
I don't remember that. I know. This is the one where Hillary Clinton tweeted
about it. What did you say the price was put up?
$13 to $750 per pill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quite expensive.
That's nice.
And he's called the most hated man in America. I don't even want to mention the name of his company. But,
don't mention it.
Okay.
Can I tell you before you go any further, I saw a movie.
Oh, what'd you see?
I saw Mockingjay, the last of the Hunger Games movies. I saw that. I enjoyed it greatly, except for the last part. I missed the entire last part because I was laughing so hard.
What?
And I mean, I was laughing so hard.
At what?
Why?
At the very end of the movie? Can I just go ahead and... Okay, I'm just going to say this. At the very end of the film...
Here we go.
If you
spoiler
have, okay,
alert.
Listen,
block your
spoiler
ears.
Alert. Block your ears. Turn off the TV if you don't want to hear this. At the very end of the movie, Katniss... what's her name?
Katniss.
You know, the actress.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, J-Lo.
And PETA. I don't know that kid's
PETA
name.
Bread.
PETA
Bread.
Okay. Right.
PETA, the two main actors, see him sitting in a peaceful field, and PETA's playing with their little boy, 2 years old, and she's holding a baby. The baby's head was the size of a planet. I'm telling you right now, it looked like an orange on a toothpick.
Was it supposed to do that?
I looked at
it. Is she a freak?
And I just said out loud, I was like watching it out loud in a dark theater, that is a giant baby. And the entire, we started laughing so hard.
The whole
place?
They
kept on going back. Yes, we kept going. And I didn't mean to say it. It's like, that is a giant baby. It was like, he was holding the baby and the head was like this.
Wow.
I mean, it was like, and they would go in on it. It's like, that's a giant Asian baby.
You've got.
I mean, it's like it looked like a little sumo kid.
Big head Asian baby.
I'm not kidding. Yeah. A little sumo wrestler.
Sumo baby.
And I thought, I honestly thought, I'm not kidding you. I honestly thought I was going to lead on to something else into the story.
Like it was part alien or something.
I don't know. Yeah. But it was a giant baby.
Other than that, how did you like it?
I liked the movie. I missed the whole end of it. You know, the whole thing where they wrap up the trilogy or four movies into one thing.
Uh-huh.
And they take the last 3 minutes to do it. I'm laughing so hard I'm crying. And I missed the whole thing. So
I think that was it, though. I think that was...
Did you like it? Was there any sort of a thing?
Well, I liked the movie. I thought it was entertaining and engrossing, but there's a lot better movies coming.
Yeah.
A lot better movies coming. And speaking of that, do you remember what film last year won the Oscars? Won the Oscar. Last year's Oscar winner.
Can you give me a list of them?
No.
Okay.
But I can tell you what the winner was.
It was. I will tell you what it wasn't. It wasn't. It's because 12 Years a Slave was the year before. Because last year they were upset. Oh, wait a minute. I do know this.
Here it comes.
Come on.
Yeah, the thing.
Don't let the thought fly away now.
The thing.
Don't let that thought fly away.
And it was, the wheelchair one.
Fly
the
away.
Wheelchair movie.
No, that was Eddie Redmayne, Best Actor, The Theory of Everything.
Okay, well, he won Steven last year, though, right?
He won for
Best
Actor.
I don't remember this picture, though.
Yes, Best Actress was Julianne Moore, film called Still Alice, Alzheimer's film.
Oh, that's a good one.
And the Best Picture, Birdman.
That's right, Birdman, with Michael Keaton.
But you see, we're in a time now, ladies and gentlemen, if there's some Hollywood mood music, we're at a time when the most important thing in the movie industry is getting you to think about a new movie and getting those voting members of the Academy, the Golden Globes, and other organizations like the Broadcast Film Critics Association, a group which I'm a member of, or of which I am a member, if you prefer, to think about these movies and think about it a little differently, because by this time next year, we're not going to remember any of them.
Oh,
thank
God.
You for listening. I've got some nominations, and we got a film clip coming up.
All right.
Harrison Ford has a comment about climate change,
right,
and I have a movie recommendation for you.
All right. I know what it is, too, by the way. I'm not going to tell you, but I know what it is. Because I saw the preview for it. It has to be this movie.
All right.
Freddie Saxon, thank you very much. Stand by there.
I'm going to see the room, too. The bathroom during this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Big Biz Show coming back in a minute.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS.
I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Asking the hard-hitting questions you want answers to, but mostly just drifting off and staring blankly at the wall. It's the Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully.
Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. Good to have you along today. I'm Sully, that's Rusty Nails, and that is Freddie Saxon with the Biz of Hollywood. Freddie, what's going on, bud?
How you doing? Nice to see you. Good. Nice to see you.
Yeah.
Good. Nice to see you.
So I hear you're taking a little road trip up there.
Going to take a road trip in a camper. Have you ever done it?
What kind of camper? Like class C type deal?
It's a B.
I don't know what a B is.
It's a 22 feet.
Big.
Okay. So you can park it anywhere.
So would you sleep in the back? It's got a little.
Yeah, sleep in the back, and then but not while I'm driving.
No, that's hard to do.
There's no I found there's no steering wheel back there.
Huh, that's right.
Yeah. We talked about last year's Oscars. The SAG Awards were announced. Just for your information, Best Actor Group was Bryan Cranston and Trumbo. Johnny Depp, Black Mass. But we talked about Black Mass and Whitey Bulger.
Yeah, Whitey Bulger.
Yeah, and I liked the movie a lot. I thought Depp delivered award-worthy performances. So did the Screen Actors Guild. Mm-hmm. But the Golden Globes people did not. The Globe nominations came out. Yeah. The nominations are out, but before we talk about that, there's a movie that you must see.
Oh, can't wait! So I know what you're saying.
No, we talked about it last week. Showed the trailer last week. It's called.
We got a hint.
Named after a piece of Russ's clothing. It's The Big Short.
That's exactly right. Those are some big shorts.
Christian Bale, Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, Brad Pitt. The Big Short. I watched.
Are they on the cover?
They're on the cover of the Hollywood Reporter.
Oh, okay.
And it says, "What's fun about a financial crisis?"
See. Well, I'll tell you. Let me see.
And you can read those choices. What is fun about a financial crisis?
Well, I mean,
is it?
Well, because if you short against.
No, I mean, but it says there.
It says foreclosures, greedy a-holes, getting away with it, all of the above. Yeah. Look at Steve Carell. Steve Carell looks like he's in a Western. Is he filming a Western?
Probably now.
So Steve Carell's on the right with the glasses.
Yeah.
You're looking at
never mind. Christian Bale. Is he filming a Western? Is that him? Right here?
Do you think the film is phenomenal?
Do you think these guys were all in the same room at the same time? I do not.
Really? Let me see.
I do not think they're in the same room at the same time.
No. Well, are we in the same room at the same time?
Well, I am. You and Russ are somewhere in L.A. See, watch. I do this, and it goes to Russ, and he looks this way. See, but you can't tell we're in the same place at the same time.
Hi, Bob.
Right? wrong way. Oh. See, this whole time you thought we were in the same studio. We're not.
No, I'm at home. These are my pajamas.
Yeah.
Which, when I'm not on the air, I call them pajamas.
Yeah. There's a curtain in Honolulu. What?
Okay, so nominated for Golden Globes, Carol. This is Best Picture. Mm-hmm. But the Golden Globes has a couple of different categories. They're a little unusual. It's the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Membership, less than 150.
Mats.
Wow.
And they vote on TV and movies and everything. So, motion picture drama, Carol, Mad Max, Fury Road, The Revenant, Room, Spotlight. Three of these five films have one-word titles. That's a thing.
Now, is that significant?
No.
But it just goes, it's kind of like,
it's a fact.
Happens from time to time.
Right.
You know, it's the, or it's just word.
Tora.
Motion picture comedy, this is the other category. The Big Short. They're calling The Big Short a comedy.
Okay.
And by the way.
They're calling it a comedy? Is it funny?
It's funny.
The Big Short has some humor in it.
A lot.
No kidding.
A lot of humor. The way it's shot and everything.
Good.
Joy. They're calling Joy a comedy. Joy's a comedy, kind of.
Yeah.
Bobby De Niro's in Joy. And
Russ,
I don't know. Have you? Well, you've perfected that, haven't you? It's much better than it was.
It's more like a Brando and Godfather. I'm telling you right now. It's more, if you put some did you put some of that cheeks and then do this?
Yeah,
Do that.
The other nominated comedy. Another nominated.
Marlon Brando's in the studio.
Okay. And now,
all right,
back to me. Another nominated comedy was The Martian, one of Sully's favorite movies that he will never see. It's like calling it a comedy.
Unbelievable.
Comedy.
Stupid.
It's a comedy.
Okay, let me guess the premise one more time.
The Martian's a comedy.
Well, a guy goes up to Mars, gets stuck, can't come back. Family's worried about him. They can try to rescue him, and they barely rescue him in the nick of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he gets killed on the way back.
Fantastic.
And then somebody holds up a sign that says LOL. And,
and that's a comedy.
Makes it
a comedy, everybody.
Spy is the other motion picture comedy category that got nominated for a Golden Globe, and Trainwreck. So here again, you have out of the five, you got three with one-word titles.
Oh, Trainwreck. That's that.
With Trainwreck.
Schumer.
Amy Schumer.
No.
Schumer.
Is this guy Ryan Gosling? Is this Ryan Gosling here? Is that him?
That is Ryan Gosling, and there's a very funny bit. I want you to Google Ryan Gosling SNL UFO thing.
Okay, because Ryan Gosling, by the way, was in the movie Remember the Titans, and he was just played a very bit role in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's a giant. He has the same look every single time.
He's a huge star, but he's very funny. You got to see.
Is he really?
When they talk about being abducted by UFOs on last week's SNL, it's hysterical.
Okay.
Everybody cracks up on the set, which is always fun.
Okay.
All right, so Harrison Ford was being interviewed on a show in the UK, I think, which called Don't Roll That Yet. That's a very
happy
short
face
video
himself.
Clip, and you're going to have to crank up the volume because he talks very softly.
Oh, yeah, he's very cool.
Like
he talks
Ford,
like this.
A show called
Chewy,
7:30. It's a climate. They were talking about climate, and Harrison Ford is very concerned. By the way, remember when he crashed his plane
on the golf course?
On the golf course, So he's back up.
Yeah, he's not that concerned. He's blowing out freaking diesel fuel right over Long Beach, California,
he's
so he's not that upset.
That's
right.
He wasn't that upset about the environment when he's crashing his plane, but who's asking? But anyway, so he was talking about the environment and climate change, and here's what he said. Listen closely.
Okay.
The planet will be okay. There just won't be any damn people on it.
You know, he sounds like every character he's ever played.
He's one of those guys. He has that Alec Baldwin thing.
Well, Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, it's just breathy.
Do Clint?
Can you do Clint Eastwood?
Go ahead. Make my
He does Ronald Reagan. Every time you do Clint.
Seems to come out like Reagan. I don't know what to do.
It's a perfect Ronald Reagan, though, by the way.
Well.
So speaking of Reagan, he was the great communicator, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah.
He was the great communicator.
Yes, he was.
And there was a time at a press conference when a reporter raised his hand and asked a question. He said, Mr. President, why is it that a lot of politicians, and why is it that you sometimes answer a completely different question than the one we asked? And the president said, well, Nancy's fine, thank you.
Wow.
See? Going to big note.
Thank you, Freddie.
You're welcome.
Fred Saxon, fredsaxon.com, Real Hollywood Stories with Fred Saxon. There he is right there, everybody. Russ'sFunny.com. That's Russ's website because...
Sully's Biz Brew stat conversation.
Thank you. But Russ and Sully's wasn't taken. Ian Winningham is our director. Curtis Madden is our assistant director. Jeremy Fouts is our producer. Chris Yannikas, GM right here of Jump Television Studios. Go to jumptvstudios.com, bigbizshow.com, and follow us on Twitter at Sully on the Air and at Russ TNL. See you tomorrow.
Woo! opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.